Matthew Campbell-Hill, wheelchair fencer from Cornwall, World Cup medalist in Great Britain, wheelchair sabre champion. Now,
it's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. Well, you've heard this debate. What do you make of what you've heard?
Really, I'm echoing Steve. It's about engagement. And I think that there's a culture of fear. Yes, there is a culture of fear for what disabled people feel they can talk to the council about. But actually, I think there's a culture of fear from within the council about what they can talk to disabled people about. And there is just such poor levels of engagement and communication generally with disability in Cornwall because people are scared. I also run a community interest company called Mentors Den. We're Mentors for Disabled Entrepreneurs Network. And we've helped countless people across Cornwall set up their own businesses. All of them have got disabilities of some kind. But when we applied to have funding, so this is getting people often who are on benefits full-time who wanted to get out and working. When we applied for basic levels of funding, and I'm talking sort of £20 to £30 per person to cover the insurance, we were turned down. Now, these are very, very small sums when the government is looking at paying thousands of pounds to get people back into work. Now, we still did this, and we did it off our own back, but people just don't want to get engaged. And the same way now with the fencing, we're trying to set up a rehab club, really, using wheelchair fencing and other wheelchair sports, because there is very little support for disabled people. If you have a disability from birth or if you get it later in life, we don't have the resources in the NHS down here to pay for all the physio. That's the way it is.
That's
okay.
The reality. But
that's the reality. But we can do things as a society in Cornwall to help people get back and get up and going.
But is there a culture of, I don't want to use the word, you know, just not being educated, but it seems to me what the thread's coming through here is that councillors and staff on Cornwall Council are not confident around disability.
Yeah. And that's, I kind of shudder when I hear equality and diversity training because it's not always very good. You can read a book about what a deaf person is, but unless you actually go and have a conversation with several different people with levels of deafness, you don't know what that means. And that can be the same for any type of disability. And that is where what Steve was saying really comes in about engaging with the charities. And I don't know how much they're paying for their EDT, sorry, their equality and diversity training, but it's quite likely they could get it a lot cheaper by engaging with local charities and local organizations who will want to do it for maybe just costs of getting people there, just so they know they can help the council get involved.
I wonder if anyone knew the sort of Pandora's box that Councillor Colin Brewer and Neil Burden had opened.
Did anyone care? From that point of view, because would it just be another statement that has just come off the tongue? I think when highlighted, people care. I'd like to make them like that clear. I'm sure they do. But we hear statements like these rolling off people's tongues all the time. Just as, for example, benefit claimants are scum. That's another classic one. We see a lot in the paper. We see what. And we hear people talking about it. Now, are disabled people part of that? Something that I would, you know, another thing that I would really like to highlight is, yes, disabled people are eligible for some benefits. Some disabled people get more than others. That's fine. But also, as you said, 20% of Cornwall's population are disabled. Now, that means that 20% of the business in Cornwall is about disabled people. So that is income that Cornwall Council get because of business set up around disabled people. If you take away provision for disabled people, and you know, we can't forget we have a much older population in Cornwall. People like to come down here to retire. It's a great place to live. Why not? And they bring a lot of money with them, and they bring a lot of use of services with them. That's services that are employing people locally. If we no longer want to support disabled people locally, we're going to have to think about what we do with all those people that are employed in those businesses, all the care businesses that feel they can't talk about the real needs of the council.
And Matthew, just in a sentence, thank you for giving us a call. I just wonder cynically whether after all the furore over the last couple of weeks and people are going to be making the right noises, whether in 6 months' time we're going to go back to the status quo.
Well, we've got an election coming up in a few months, and I'm hoping that perhaps more people will be interested in challenging their local councillors, either to make a difference before they run for election again, or maybe disabled people getting up themselves and saying, I know what this is, I know what is needed here. I work, I'm intelligent, just because I'm disabled doesn't mean I can't do anything. And maybe it's time that I should run. And if we have people doing that, then I think we could be in a very different place in 6 months' time.